Everyone ready? We're gonna go live.
Okay.
Yep, that's what I'm saying.
One.
Okay, it is 6 o'clock p.m. on Thursday, December 28, 2023. We will call the Common Council meeting to order. Let's stand and say the Pledge of Allegiance.
Ready? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
So we do have Jennifer Romano on call. She is under the weather tonight, and I appreciate the fact that she is not spreading her germs. So we will go voice votes tonight. So roll call, please.
Middleton.
Here.
Varga.
Here.
Romano.
Here.
Weigel.
Here.
Crowder.
Here.
In front of you are the minutes from our last meeting on December 12th. Were there any changes or corrections? Hearing none, we have a motion to approve.
So moved.
Motion by Dan, seconded by Jennifer. Further discussion? We'll go to the voice vote. Jenny.
Approved.
Tad.
Approved.
Jennifer.
Approved.
Dan.
Approved.
Walt.
Approved.
It is unanimous. Next up is the rezone for Farm Credit Mid-America. You'll remember that this was brought up at our last meeting. Nathan was not able to be here at that one because of family commitments. He is here tonight. But I know, Dan, you and Walt filled us in a lot regarding that property. But since Nathan is here, anybody have any questions regarding the rezone for Farm Credit Services? I'll make you walk up so I have a question for you. I mean, you went through all the effort to be here tonight, so.
And we appreciate it.
I appreciate the exercise, I guess.
So my question is this. There was a little conversation last time about a second drive.
Yes.
And obviously there's some concerns with that. As I mentioned last time, obviously my parents live right there and the amount of traffic and just a lot of congestion and stuff. So can you maybe comment on that as well as maybe the reasoning why they're moving from North Street over to Lincoln Way, if you know that?
I have no idea.
Okay.
The contractor expressed the same thought. He didn't know why they were having him build a new building when he just remodeled their old one.
Remodeled the other one, okay.
As for the driveways, during the development plan review, which was following the rezoning at the Plan Commission, the original proposal was to have a driveway off of Lincoln Way and off of Connection. The code really only calls for one or the other, and the preference, actually the code really says that it should be off of Connection. However, in order to give them some latitude, because they really want the Lincoln Way driveway, the Plan Commission conditioned that either it be removed, or if they do want it, they have to have a traffic study that, and to follow the recommendations of the traffic study, be it passing blister, turn lanes, whatever. Honestly, the expectation was just the cost of doing the traffic study would probably be far more than the visibility or the accessibility. But no, they are proceeding forward with a traffic study. Mm. So we'll see what those recommendations are, and again, as long as they follow them, that was what the condition was. So.
Okay. I thought it was, who pays for that? Who pays for the stuff?
Yeah, who pays for the drive? It's the contractor. It's on
it's on them.
Okay. Yeah, it's on them.
Yeah, 100% on them, and following through with the recommendations, unless there's some really out of the norm recommendation, would also be on them.
Other questions of Nathan? Thank you, Nathan.
Thank you.
Okay. With that, do I have a motion to read ordinance 2023-22 on second and final reading?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Tad, seconded by Jenny. Further discussion? We'll go to the voice vote. Jenny.
Approved.
Tad.
Approved.
Dan.
Approved.
Walt.
Approved.
Jennifer. Okay, please read, it's unanimous, please read ordinance number 2023-22 by title only.
Ordinance 2023-22, an ordinance amending the zoning classification of certain property from the A1 Agricultural District to the GB General Business District.
Any questions, comments, concerns regarding the rezone? Hearing none, I'll have a motion to approve. Can I have a motion to approve ordinance 2023-22 on second and final reading?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Tad, seconded by Jenny. Further discussion? Here with voice vote. Jenny?
Approved.
Tad?
Approved.
Dan?
Approved.
Walt?
Approved.
Jennifer?
Approved.
It is unanimous. Okay, next up we will go to ordinance 2023-23. Do I have a motion to read by title only?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Jenny, seconded by Tad. Further discussion? We have a voice vote. Jenny?
Approved.
Tad?
Approved.
Dan?
Approved.
Walt?
Approved.
Jennifer?
Approved.
It is unanimous. Please read ordinance number 2023-23 by title only.
Ordinance 2023-23, City of Coney City, Indiana, an ordinance amending Chapter 94 to add life safety and fire protection reports for the City of Coney City, Indiana.
You'll remember this is I roll from last time. Any questions, comments, concerns regarding that? Hearing none, can I have a motion to approve ordinance 2023-23 on second and final reading?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Walt, seconded by Tad. Further discussion? For the voice vote, Jenny?
Approved.
Tad?
Approved.
Dan?
Approved.
Walt?
Approved.
Jennifer? It is unanimous. Thank you. Next up is an employee policy update. Beth, I'll have you go ahead and approach there.
Sure. Okay, in your packet, you should have a policy that's been retitled as Reporting Requirement for Police Officers, Firefighters. And you'll see a lot of red, a lot of cross-outs. So this actually was a House Bill 1033 back in 2021. And so we kind of drug our feet on this just because we wanted to make sure that it was going to be one that passed. Mm-hmm. And so that's why I'm kind of bringing it to you a little bit late. I did go ahead and have Marcia take a look at some of the wording, so she helped me with some of the wording on this. And if you do need to see the House bill, I do have it with me. And it has a lot of crossouts also. So I pretty much took it from this House bill and put what it said here.
And that basically changed some of the residency requirements.
Correct.
For police and fire, correct?
Right, yes.
And I think, you know, a lot of times those bills will, they'll be passed in a session, mm-hmm. and then they'll come back and they'll make changes or they'll make little adjustments, and so jumping yep. kind of right away after it's passed is not mm-hmm. always a great idea. So I yeah. appreciate the kind of tenor and tact that we took on this. But questions yeah. of Beth regarding Employee Policy 3.1. I'm assuming this is just in public safety handbook?
Yes, correct.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Hearing no questions, do I have a motion to approve the change in policy 3.1?
So moved. Second.
Motion by Dan, seconded by Tad. Sorry, you were muted. We'll go to the voice vote. Jenny?
Approved.
Tad?
Approved.
Dan?
Approved.
Walt?
Approved.
Jennifer? You're still muted. There you are. Okay, it is unanimous.
Thank you,
Beth. Appreciate it. Next up is resolution 2023-24. Do I have a motion to read by title only?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Jenny, seconded by Tad. Further discussion? We have a voice vote. Jenny?
Approved.
Tad?
Approved.
Dan?
Approved.
Walt?
Approved.
Jennifer?
Approved.
It is unanimous. Please read resolution number 2023-24 by title only.
Resolution 2023-24, an emergency resolution providing for the transfer of appropriations for several departments of the City of Coney City, Indiana, for the year 2023 for the action and passage pursuant to IC 6-1, 1-18-6.
You want to go ahead?
Okay.
Go.
What this is transferring money that either is in the hole, like the ones on the right, or And the ones for deleting is ones that we don't need or that was left over, so it's making up. So they're both equal. The reductions and the additions are equal. So it's within the department's budgets.
Questions of Rosie? Okay. Oops. Sorry. Okay. So this resolution is declaring an emergency for that final appropriation. So, but we usually pass resolutions in one passing anyway. So, okay. Hearing no questions, do I have a motion to approve resolution number 2023-24 as presented? Jennifer motions.
Second.
Tad seconds. Further discussion. Go to the voice vote. Jenny.
Approved.
Tad.
Approved.
Dan.
Approved.
Walt.
Approved.
Jennifer.
Approved.
It is unanimous. Thank you. Okay. Next up, department reports. Jim.
Last week we had a meeting with Westgate residents. It felt like it went really well. So we'll be getting ready to bid that here very soon. Hunter South Sewer project is going very smoothly. We had a major change order with some trees and a pump, but all that's taken care of. Eagle Park will be opening bids January 22nd at the park board meeting, then bringing it to Board Works for their acceptance. And earlier tonight, the Board Works approved a contract with USI Consultants for to go under 205 to extend the water main to the county dike property.
Questions of Chip? Okay, thank you. Terry?
The fiber has been terminated and installed for the Eagle Park office sign that's out front. Also, the cameras have been installed in the conference room at Eagle Park, and we're just waiting on getting the software set up for them so they can start recording meetings there. Water department's fiber from two wells into their building has been terminated and is ready to go, so hopefully in another week or so that project will be over. We're still waiting on Baseline to install fiber for the booster station so we can get that up on the SCADA network. And I believe that's just about, well, the ring has still got a break in it at the Morrison Park above the pond, so we're still waiting to get that fixed.
Questions of Terry? Thank you. Mike?
We're working on the South Chauncey stormwater separation down there. It's going kind of slow because of the holidays, and also we're working between a gas line and two fiber lines, and so we need to put a 30-inch pipe down between two places like that. It's a little hectic.
Questions of Mike? Thank you. Gary.
All right. Things have been going good at the police department and the dispatch. Last week, we selected Chris Anderson as the next deputy chief. Chris has 13-plus years of experience in law enforcement, has a wealth of knowledge. I'm excited for him to get started and looking forward to 2024. And as well as Chris, he's excited to start in his new position. So Ryan Bogner and Casey Hirschberger are doing well in the FTO process. They're doing great, hearing good things. Dispatch, Sarah McGee, has been selected as the next shift lead. Currently, she's on third shift, and that position is also for a third shift lead, so works out well for her. Sarah has a lot of experience with the city, and she's excited to start her next appointment in her new position.
Question of Gary. Thank you. Kelly.
We did our last round of leaf pickup this week. We're going to clean the machines up and probably get them out next spring if there's any piles out starting to air out. Did a round of limb pickup also last week, cleaned the town up, and we'll be helping the electric department do tree removal probably starting next week or the week after. Not sure what their crew looks like next week. They got enough help or not, but And then we had a patch that we fixed for the water department on Ellsworth Street.
Questions of Kelly? Thank you. Matt?
We're painting the pavilion, the floor, and the bathrooms that are connected to that. It's been 13 years since we've done anything inside there, so the guys are working at getting that refreshed. The ice rink has been busy the last few weeks because of the Christmas break, school being out. And then we're just getting ready for January 3rd. That's when father-daughter tickets go on sale, and it'll be a little bit crazy in the office.
Indeed it will. Questions of Matt? Thank you. Beth?
Yes. The employee clinic seems to continue to be going well, so we're excited about that. Wellness committee is finalizing the schedule for 2024. And we're starting with a new employee assistance program starting January 1, so that's Crosswinds. And then safety committee, we're working with a local physical therapist to help us with job descriptions to work on the physical aspects of all the different jobs. And then our awards banquet coming up, we have two employees with 5 years, six with 15, two with 20 years, three with 25 years, and three with 30 years that we'll be celebrating in January.
Next. Questions of Beth? Thank you. Marcia? Rosie? I will reserve my comments because I can do that. I have that right. Walt, do you want to reserve? Okay, that's Dan?
I just want to thank Walt for everything he's done for the city. I think I mentioned this before. Back when I lived in Hilltop, we had a call for a fire. There wasn't no fire. I said, hey, I just smell something hot. I said, don't need to bring the sirens or anything, but good Lord, everything came out. Two trucks, and all I had was a wire that got hot in the wall, and thank God they didn't start bringing the accident or anything, but it tripped the breaker, and we got lucky. Otherwise, it could have been bad. But what was neat about it is how well our fire department responded, but 2 hours later, Walt came back just to check to make sure everything was okay. And I never forgot that. So, right, that just tells you what kind of guy he is. So, the older I get, the more voice behind me.
I got two of them, now.
Just for that, thank you.
Well, thank you.
Jennifer. No, hold on, I get you.
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure
You are. You are unmuted. You're good to go.
Okay, good. Hey, Walt, I'm sorry I can't be there in person, but just want to thank you for being such a good friend to the city and a good friend to me personally on council in the time I've been there. You've always had a wise perspective on things and good judgment on things and really set a fine example for a council person. It's going to be really hard to not have you there at the council desk anymore. You're definitely going to be missed. It's big shoes for somebody to fill. And just wish you well when you don't have to worry about all this anymore.
Thank you.
Ted?
Well, my house didn't start to burn down, so I can't thank you for going back and checking, but I really appreciate, getting to know you and working with you. You set such a great example for all of us, and I've learned a lot from you, so thank you so much.
Thank you.
Ken?
Well, I appreciate everything you've done for us and always answered any questions when we've had questions and then a go-to for me, being the newest person to council so far recently, but I hope you the best. Enjoy your retired life and travel as much as you can.
Thank you.
Anything from the audience? Okay, so my comments are this, and I kind of said some of these at Board Work, but I appreciate very much, and I already got my emotions out, so I don't have to do that now, which is thankful. But I really appreciate, first of all, the last 4 years, specifically with this group of people have been really great. We've accomplished a lot together. Obviously, Walt and I have been together for 12 years now, and he obviously predates me, but I'm really thankful that we've had good, steady leadership, both in Board of Works and Council from Walt, and from Nicole, too, by the way. Looking forward to working with Dan and Lisa as they come in, Dan again, and Lisa for the first time on January 1, but I do appreciate very much just everything you've done, Walt, for our community and for fire service and our friendship and all that kind of good stuff. I will say I'm looking forward to working with Leslie, who has been constant at coming to our meetings and has done a really great job of trying to immerse herself in this position, so she's ready to take on council on day one, and so I'm excited about that. But I do appreciate all your friendship. I appreciate all the work you've done. I know this place means a lot to you. I know that I know that when you talk about the city, you talk about it like you do a child. That tells me what how much you care about the community, and you know that obviously that mirrors a lot of what we all believe. So with that, I've tried to stall as long as I can for joy. But you have anything? I mean, anything you'd like to say or anything like that?
Gosh, I could talk all night, and it's a tough one because where did time go? You know, 20 years as a councilman, and you know, had great team from the fireside, and I mean, it's what's really neat about this whole thing is everybody works together, and you know, if it's staffing on the park, if it's, you know, we've talked about fire, we've talked about police, talked about dispatch, and I can honestly say, I think we always have shared with them, we never want them not to have the upper hand of whatever situation may be going on. And that could be a piece of equipment that makes their job safer or easier. From the police department, again, you just never know what's running up and down US 30 or running down the county roads. But all they have to do is ask for help, and they're coming all directions. So that really sticks with me, that the teamwork involved, and as the mayor said, he's got a very full hat where he's not here all the time, and there's times I've had the opportunity to fill in for him. But I would say the majority of the time, he's got the right people in the right place, and this place will run with those superintendents or the employees. So I think that's a comfort to all the council, that they know we got people in the right places, and the mayor, when he's out of town, he's only a phone call away in most cases. Tonight, for those who wasn't here, Nicole and I have the honor to receive a gift, and it's a key to the city. So I mean, I don't know where it gets me into.
Yeah. We discussed that. I don't know if they were housed in the city or what that works for.
So and again, Leslie, you got a great team coming into. They'll help you and work with you, and you know, just no doubt in my mind that you just have to ask, or sometimes they'll volunteer. So, and Ashley, thank you for all your patience. Okay, do a great job keeping us informed, and again, superintendents, HR, you know, where would we be? Again, I go back. I started in year 2000, and if you remember year 2000, it's Y2K. That's when the sky was going to fall in. Okay, but Rosie kept us going. She kept pushing it back. So again, Rosie and Marcia, and I just I could ramble all night. So I'm really proud of myself that that the emotions, I usually get very emotional, and I'm close, but I had two people beat me, mm-hmm. so that helped me relax a little bit. So my wife is somewhere en route, but maybe Gary's got her pulled over. I'm not sure. But again, thank you very much for everything everybody's done.
Well, I appreciate all of your efforts. We did a little digging and found out that you are officially the longest-serving council member in Columbia City history. So congratulations on a long tenure. You've seen a lot, not just as a council member, but also going back all the way to your fire service and other things when you were checking on Dan's house and all those great things. But so congratulations on a long and storied career. We know that you're not leaving. We know that this is the place you live. This is the place you shop. This is the place you love. And so you know, obviously, as well as we all do, that you won't be a stranger by any means. So we are going to have a little reception after here, after we close up here. And just want to thank everybody for coming out tonight. And with that, we will call the meeting adjourned. Thank you.